And let's talk about the Bucks a little bit. One player that didn't play that night, and I think that was a big reason why you had so much success, is Gerald McCoy. And as I said, that guy is a grown man. I mean, I'm telling you, he was slinging dudes. I watched a lot of it was Sunday. I had to watch football. What are you going to do? And I felt weird not being in a stadium or in a press box. I think I even told my wife, I was like, oh, man, right now I'd be eating some press box popcorn. I was like,
well, 6 inches of heartburn.
So, hey, go make me some popcorn. No, I was like, so I made sure we watched some games and watched a lot of the Tampa-Cleveland game. And that D-line was doing some work on the Cleveland O-line, which is not a bad O-line. And it all starts in that middle with Gerald McCoy. And you talk about disrupting a pocket. If you can do it from up the middle, that makes a long day for some quarterbacks, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I saw that one play where McCoy just destroyed their backup center.
Where he took a stuffed animal and just
basically chucked him and then got the sack. I mean, you're talking – if Alex Mack is in there, maybe it's a different story. But, at the same time, I mean, you talk about the Falcons' offensive line and all the changes that have gone on. James Stone lining up at center, an undrafted guy it doesn't seem like he's going to see much of Gerald McCoy. But, the guards are going to get a lot of work there against him. And I think he is a force, and you've certainly got to be paying attention to him. We saw in a couple of years ago when we went down there, I think it was like I'm not sure if it was two straight plays, but he had two sacks over Peter Kahns within a very short span. You can't face him one-on-one. You just can't. You've got to have another guy on him. So certainly takes away from your attention on some of the other guys, because there's some other playmakers on that defense too.